that you have, that everybody in California in your campaign. He's been just raising hell with me about my authority in this thing. I want Jess and another person to be co-chairman. Jess wants to run it all by himself. His people spent 2 hours with me. He's in Japan. I haven't had more, I've never had some trouble in my life. But I mean, I don't like an open break. There's going to be a story in the newspapers because this dame that's going to be state chairman that I would like to defeat, but I haven't the votes to do it, this Carmen Warshaw, leaked to the press that Jess and Bradley are fighting. And this will really have a very bad effect on California unless you vest your authority in me in this thing and have the White House back me up in it. Now, it's really reaching serious proportions. So if this, if you could help me on this one, I tell you that it'll be to your best advantage. Hello?
Yeah, I agree. I think it, I was told by Ken that it has all worked out satisfactory to everybody that UNRRA didn't want to appear to be downgraded, and that he had run the Southern California all the time and had
lost
his,
it. And lost it. Don't ever forget that. He lost it for Kennedy, and I won it in Southern California against Mr. Nixon, and he lost it. I want him in it. I don't want him to...
Well, what he says, what Ken told me 2 or 3 days ago, that... you and that UNRRA, and he thought all worked it out where they'd have Bradley as the state man and Bradley and UNRRA for Southern California, and when they disagreed, that they'd let you decide it, and said UNRRA had agreed to do that.
No, he has. He might have told Ken that, but that's not true.
Well, that's what he Ken told me.
No, sir, they won't do it. They got some other rule. They talk about they talk funny language, but they want sole authority in UNRRA in Southern California.
Well, now he said
I won't do that.
He says that that UNRRA would run the campaign Southern California unless any disagreement he and Bradley had, and that UNRRA had agreed that you would settle it. Said you didn't like to be the arbiter, but that you had agreed that you would do it if they'd give you the complete power to do it.
Well, I haven't any more time to watch all the California campaign than you have in a situation like this. And the fact is that the executive officer and the Secretary of Labor won't work with him. There's about half the Democrats down there won't work with him. Now, he has the best organization in Southern California, believe me. And I would work right with him. And if the White House would just not equivocate, and by the White House, I mean Kent, and just tell him that I'm running the campaign in California, then I have authority. But if they'll weaken my hand every time he flies back there, then I might as well not be active in the camp. I don't mean not be active, but I mean not have the authority, not have the honor, because I have the authority to do what should be done. And we're not having any trouble in Northern California with Tom Lynch and Roger Kent and everybody, but Southern California, it's a jungle, and you have to best authority in somebody, believe me. So I hate to disturb you about it at this time. But
I'll talk to Ken again. I have this problem. UNRRA, you know, back here, and he told some of them that if anybody challenged me for vice president, that he'd have to go with Bobby against me. Now, that's not going to happen, and I can't. We can't start off this ticket being divided, and with two men that don't agree. And I'm going to get a good man that everybody can support. But I'm going to ask for my running mate. In this convention, I've talked to 50 delegations, and they all agree with it. But I'm not.
Let me tell you this: when you pick up that telephone and you tell me this is my man, that's your man.
Now, what can UNRRA do to your delegation?
I don't know what he can do with that delegation. He challenged my leadership on the Democratic National Committee, and I defeated him, and defeated him badly, because it's my delegation that I put together. But if he could get Cecil King with you, Cecil was against me on the Democratic National Committee woman by reason of personal commitments, and he influenced about 15 congressmen. Other than that, UNRRA would have maybe 20 votes. That's all.
You got a unit rule?
We haven't adopted it yet, but we intend to do it.
I'd sure do it, Pat. Now, I think before you, this fellow has told me that he's for me and whoever I want for vice president. But I think when you talk to him about this appointment, I think you'd say, now, I don't want my state to be split to pieces into factionalism at this national convention. I'm not going to have the governor of California humiliated. Now, it's been traditional to be for the president, and I ran on his ticket out here, and my delegation's elected on him, and I've told him, and I won't tell you, that I'm going to be, this delegation's going to be for whoever he wants, and you've told him that, and I want to be damn sure you understand it now, Senator, that you work with me for whoever he wants.
I promise you that will be done.
And I just make him sign up. Now, he's told me he's for whoever I want, but UNRRA may talk to him, and we just might as well have it understood before you come through and just say
UNRRA,
now.
Let me tell you something else. UNRRA made a commitment to me in blood that he would support Neil Curry for state chairman. And without a word to me, he broke his word with me by supporting Ms. Carmen. Now, we shouldn't have a woman chairman. And if you talk to down there in Southern California, and in Southern California, which is going to be a key place for you, you shouldn't have two Jewish people running the campaign in Southern California. We got one now in Gene Wyman, who is really wonderful. He's terrific. Now you're going to have two. But UNRRA has the votes. The votes come out of the legislature. This is the way we select our central committee. And they make the selection. And Neil Curry should be the chairman in the South to help you, I mean, to bring this thing about. And if I could get any support from Ken in this thing, I could put this...
Well, the trouble is, I think Ken and Bobby are with UNRRA. And UNRRA is telling them that he's got the leadership in California because Salinger won. But before Salinger becomes senator, you just might as well say, now I understood that you've said that you would be for whoever the president wants, and I ran out here on a ticket, went through a damn fight, and the people endorsed him, and we're committed to him, and we're committed to whoever he wants for vice president, and we're going to have a good man, but I don't want any divisions in this delegation. I want to know if you're going to back me.
I won't appoint him unless he makes that.
I'll follow through on this other thing.
Thank you.
I'll be in touch with you.
Thank you.